itonline.com. Welcome back to another edition of Crash. Are you ready? This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry, and today, as usual, we have our series on Mondays with Linda. Linda Runyon is a real survivalist, not a casual survivalist. She spent literally decades living off the land with her extensive knowledge of survival techniques and edible wild plants. Linda, welcome back again.
Hi, George. How are you?
All right. What have you got for us today?
I got one of your favorites. It's the milk thistle, which is one of the plants I think everyone should seek out. I tried to grow it here in the East a couple of years in a row. I got it about halfway to the amount that you guys have. You have leaves up to 2 feet long out where you are. I got it about 6 inches or so. It's real important for you, all of you, to hear about this plant because this is a plant for the liver, quote unquote. This plant has a chemical in it called silymarin. That is the one that is used for liver repair. And, of course, it's used, the silymarin, in all sorts of preparations medicinally, and in the health food shop, you can buy this plant.
Silymarin isolated, but I'm a fan of whole foods.
Yes, absolutely, and that's the point. And wherever you drive, this thing is going to startle right out at you. So let me try to explain what it looks like from a distance. You're driving along, okay. All of a sudden, you see a plant that has a spike on it way up in the air with a big, purple, fluffy artichoke-looking thing. And that is a milk thistle stalk with the top that is actually steamed as artichokes, but it's real tricky. I never did do it because I was more do it the easy way. I was teaching constantly and that kind of stuff. It would be tricky to find it just right before the fluff opens to be able to steam that, I think. So you see the spike. Then you see these gorgeous, gorgeous armored leaves coming down. And they have spikes on them that must be 2 inches long. In some cases, I've seen them that long. Average, maybe an inch. And these spikes are on these gorgeous big leaves that have white splotches on them. And they are called, as an alias, they're called armored plant. They're also called Mother Mary's milk on the leaves. They're also called the holy thistle. So this is a very interesting plant that can really heal. And when you find one, it's really worth going to investigate, and very much worth taking a couple of leaves, two or three, off that plant and using them. They can be so big that you'll have the use for both vegetables and to dry them. And all our material tells you how to, like, dry these wild plants and put them in gelatin capsules if that's the way you prefer it. And when you buy it, it helps itself.
Or if you're a vegan, non-gelatin capsules, they have those as well, of course.
George, you are incredible. You're great. So you have a pure, gorgeous plant. Let's say, you found one, and how lucky you are. First thing, you're going to need tools, and you're going to need gloves. To start with, if you're just the first time, okay, you need a long knife. I had to use like a long serrated bread knife from my kitchen, and a pair of scissors, and don't take a plastic bag. I always keep in my car paper bags, and I do that for a reason. If you find milk thistle, those barbs are so darn big, they get caught just even going in the thistle bag, in the plastic bag. Just even trying to put one in is a real chore.
Not only that, but particularly and of course we're heading into the marvelous summer here where it gets way above 100 degrees. But what I found is that when I went out to look for those. Yeah, if the temperature's warm, the plastic can ruin the plants because it'll make the plants sweat, and the paper bags will dry out normally, and so paper's very preferred in my opinion.
Or a paper box, you know, I mean, and you know, George, when you approach a milk thistle, the first thing that you do besides bless that plant, let me tell you, is so awesome for you. And we'll go over this. But the first thing you might want to do is to look at it carefully and be sure you don't see any red veins in the leaf. It does tend to pull up nitrates. So we like to harvest the younger leaves, even though, like, in the middle of your summer there, you're going to have leaves that are, like, 2 feet long. I mean, seriously, they're immense. And it's hard to get in the middle of this plant to find new ones, young ones coming up. And the young ones will be 6 inches, 8 inches, or a foot long. And these are safer for you as far as the nitrates that it pulls up out of the sand of the desert. It's salt, actually, and it's a preservative that it's pulling up. And it's just safer for you. These are the same preservatives you might find in your hot dogs or whatever else. Okay, just to let you know that these are the same chemical things that they pull up out of the dirt. And the first thing you want to do is try to get the younger ones. But we use the large ones, too. If we couldn't find any pinkish look to the veins, we use the large ones. And I just sort of, like, the first thing I do is watch out for red ants because they love, somehow, the underneath the milk thistle plants, I find more red ants than I do under any other plant. So this is something from experience that we all have learned. Really look out for them. And when you...
Maybe there's some kind of symbiotic relationship going on there where the plant's providing the ants with some nourishment and the ants defend the plant in return.
And it's big, too, George. You know, it's like a giant shade for the ant nest, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. It's such a big leaf. It's probably... you know, they probably feel...
Well, that alone would be a symbiotic relationship, just the fact that the plant's providing a shade and a comfortable home. But in any case, we don't want to get involved in...
I'm just saying, survival-wise now, look out for that plant. You know, a lot of people are taking your shows and taping them and actually printing out the information and such. Most of it is in all our materials. I mean, seriously, the Wahoo Company has...
How would we feel if somebody were disturbing our home anyway? They are nasty ants out here in the desert. I can attest to that. Back after the break.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon. Linda Runyon's website is ofthefield.com. I would urge all of my listeners who haven't already done so to visit Linda's website. That's ofthefield.com. And there you can find the invaluable series of survival tools for the coming collapse. The Essential Wild Foods Survival Guide, I believe, is the best book on the subject. As well, Linda has survival cards and also a DVD which supplements the book. Linda?
And while you're on that subject, George, let me say that those that don't have computers and such, I got a lot of mail, and you can write P.O. Box 83, Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, New Jersey, 08353. And if you write me, I will, in fact, and not go through the computer, I will, in fact, send you a piece of paper called How to Eat Your Pine Tree, and it's self-explanatory. It will give you all the steps necessary and all the different things that go into to that. And it's fun for me to get mail, and no matter how much comes, be patient. I will get back to you, okay? And this way you have a contact. You can ask me questions and things like that. And it can be very important to those people that are without electricity and completely in and off the grid in such a way. I know. I lived it 26 years or more. So please write me if you want. And through the website, of course, you will get a catalog, but I'll also send you a catalog, P.O. Box 83. Okay, so you have holy thistle. You're standing in front of it. You've got a long knife, and you got a pair of scissors. These are the two things you want to carry with you if you're going to go out and look for milk thistle. Or I carry these things in my car anyway. When you're standing in front of this plant, as I say, don't kneel down on a red ant nest, because I've done that more than once, unfortunately. And I like to use the scissors and cut those thorns off. It's a tremendously long leaf, and the thorns are big. So I just take the scissors and trim them off, and it's a heck of a lot easier to handle it when you put it in the paper bag. But if you just have a long knife, you just whack the leaf off, seriously now, and put it on the ground, flip it over with your foot or whatever, and you will see on the other side a vein. And that vein is very prominent, and it pokes out from the leaf, and it's a wonderful handle. You can literally grasp that handle of that vein and carry it and put it and slip it into your paper bag or box, whatever you've got. Okay. So you've decided how you want to trim it, how you want to collect it. Now you get it home. You have many choices here. You can eat it raw, which is, in my estimation, the best way. But you can also steam it, and you can freeze it, of course, and you can dry it. Now, all four things, you're going to decide according to how you live, okay? You might want to try them all with this plant, especially if you have more than one or two that you can harvest over the years. They're slow growing. They don't like spread like clover or dandelion back east here. They're one big patch of it. And that's pretty much, and then you'll drive along and you'll see another big patch. So go easy when you do harvest it. Okay, so you want to, let's say, eat it raw. So you're going to trim it anyway. So you take a pair of scissors and get rid of those very sticky thorns. And then, is this how you do it, George? And then I use the vein in the back and flip it around on its top side, and I use the scissors and cut it.
You have to do it that way. There really is no other way.
Yeah, it's really the biggest, most gorgeous armored plant you've ever had. It is just amazing. I really revered that plant and always will. Okay, so you have that beautiful thing in front of you that's real good for your liver, and you can cut it up, and you can freeze it, steam it for 1 minute if you do, or you can simmer it. Now, I simmer it very, very quickly in a pot of boiling water. I don't know how you do it, George, but it doesn't take more than about 5 minutes, and you're ready. It turns into a buttery consistency that's the most buttery tasting plant I've ever had. It's like eating butter almost. It's very sweet. It's very soft. You know how good it is for you. And we can go over some of those details later. But the best soup I've ever seen in my life was at a women's dinner party that, you know, white linen napkins and everything out there in Scottsdale. And what we did was take that milk thistles and we steamed them, we cooked them, but we put them through a puree so that we had this beautiful green, buttery consistency pureed. And then we had a yellow squash that we pureed in the same manner. And we made a yin-yang sign. And we put the garlic bud in the center. And it was the focal point of that dinner, of that particular dinner. This recipe is in our book, The Essential Wild Food Field Guide, on page 201. So just in case you wanted to know. There's like 250 recipes in our book. And we've covered all the plants that are in the book, and so that you can get a good head start. But you'll come up with more for milk thistle. Now, let's say you want to dry it. All you're going to do is dry it. I used to put in cardboard boxes and just drive around Arizona, because within sometimes a day, almost too quickly, that plant will dry. And then I would crumple it in a paper bag down to, you know, crush size. And then I would pour that into a whatever I'm using as a blender or a Vitamixer or a grinder, so that it grinds out into a powder. And that powder you can stuff in your non-gelatin, you know, capsules if you want to, and take it that way. I prefer just put in a jar. And I've got jars lined up by my stove and in my closets, as I call it, my storage food. And as a teaspoon now, you're taking like a medicinal plant. This plant sprinkled is taking that medicine for your liver. It has salicylates in it. So salicylate means it has the silymarin, but it also has salicylates, very, very high. So this is a tonic for rheumatic pains and flu. This is a tonic, and milk thistle is one of the first ones that my friends go for if they have a flu or anything close to it. And it works real good for rheumatism and arthritis. And at the same time, it's helping your liver. Now, not an herbalist, but there are really virtually hundreds of books out on that plant. And as a survival plant, your best bet, I think, is to dry it. What I call rough grind, not tiny, not powdery. I just sort of like crush it and put it in a paper bag, roll it up, label it milk thistle, and stick it up my closet. And that can be used in a perfect form, however you want, as a powder later. You can store
okay,
that
we got,
for you.
We're going into
fatigue,
a break here.
Headaches, allergies, and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back with our special guest, Linda Runyon. Linda is a true survivalist. She spent literally decades living off the land with her extensive knowledge of survival techniques and edible wild plants. And I would urge again all of my listeners who have not already done so to visit Linda's website at ofthefield.com. Linda, do you... you believe we have time, or would you want to cover now the difference between the milk thistle and sow thistle and some of the other thistles?
Well, I want to say a few more things about milk thistle that's very specific, and then we'll see if we've got time. We might have time. But I want to go into the nutritional aspects here, because when you're all done with this particular plant, let it go to seed. And then go back, and, you know, nature has a really great surprise for you here. The milk thistle shoots, I want to tell you, we got nutritional charts in the Essential Wild Food Field Guide, and they're half-cup equivalents of raw weight. So if you cut up a leaf, it's been analyzed, the raw leaf here, to be 31 calories, can you imagine, for a half a cup? But it has 1,000 units of niacin. This is why it's so good for your liver. 1,000 units of niacin, 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, that's vitamin C, and it only has 31 calories. I mean, there's just no comparison to any other plant to that amount of niacin and ascorbic acid. So then you go up a notch there where the nutritional charts are in the book, and it says milk thistle seeds. Well, that's why we went back, George, and we always collected all the seeds we could from that artichoke-looking dried plant. And that you want to sort of be careful and be sure that you monitor those couple plants you're studying and taking from, because you want to get it before they actually fall out of the dried pod. when they actually fall out, they go down or are taken off by birds or whatever. And you'll be disappointed. You only have a few. But if you catch it just right, you're going to have a handful of seeds. So that I want all I can collect of milk thistle seeds. You can buy them. You can buy them through the seed companies. You can send for milk thistle seeds. And to me, in a survival way, it's really, really important to have a whole lot of them. Because the difference between what's in them and the shoots of the plant is just phenomenal. The niacin is 3,800 units in the seeds. It's 1,000 in raw weight. And it's just, the thiamine is like 450. I mean, this is a real tonic in seeds, in the seeds themselves. And they can be ground. And they can be, if the seeds are 44.7 grams of carbohydrate, and the seeds have 25.7 grams of fat in them. So that's telling me those seeds are really good for you in a survival way. So I like to grind them and put them in a little small glass vial and know that I have a teaspoon here and there that could be like a terrific tonic for my body, okay? So that's milk thistle seeds. You can buy them through seed companies. You can grind them if needed. And you can collect them off the plants. So I wanted to get that out, George, before we went on to anything else. And also to say that the plant is annual. So you're not going to find this in the same spot every year. It's quite amazing, and it was more fun to hunt that. It was almost like hunting to find a few that I took from all summer long. Do you have a lot of them where you are, where your studio is located?
I haven't seen a lot of them. In fact, in this urban environment, I haven't seen them too much at all, but I certainly have seen them, like hiking on the Phoenix
Desert.
Mountain Preserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ditches, roadside ditches, dirt roads on the side, field sides, that's where you will see these. And, you know, once you've spotted your special place to go and harvest that plant, it'll give back to you an entire summer. And then go back and let it all go up to seeds, all the little spikes. And those big artichokes there, they get dry. And then I go take be careful, I have it like a paper bag I put underneath it. And when you just hit the top of that fluff that has dried, and that gets me to the fluff, because I didn't talk about that at all. The purple fluff in the center that all thistles have, they have either yellow fluff, purple fluff, blue fluff. It's all the same to me. It's all food.
And again, the artichoke, think of an artichoke, because that is the thistle, and there's all that fluff in the the artichoke. So
I mean,
that's the kind of thing we're looking for.
Meals and meals and meals, off those big artichokes. And they're the biggest artichokes. Your sow thistle and your bull thistle, I guess your bull thistle is the next largest. And we have them back east here everywhere. And it's the same principle. It's just the same principle. You can come and harvest off of that one plant and then go back and harvest the seeds also out of those little artichokes. They're smaller artichokes than the milk thistle. Sow thistle has a tiny little top to it. Little tiny artichokes, very small. And also most of your field thistles, and I bet there's probably dozens of varieties in every state. On our material, we do field thistle, we do bull thistle, and we do milk thistle and sow thistle. Those we do on purpose because they seem to be more prolific, but they're all edible. Everyone are edible, and you would harvest it just the same way. And if that little artichoke is small enough and you can pinch it and it's soft, well, then go ahead and steam it and eat it as it is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we put it in eggs and stuff like that. Is that how you do it, George?
No, I haven't put it in eggs, but
scrambled
steaming
eggs
is...
or anything like that?
I haven't done that, but I bet you that would be good.
They literally sell them in the Norwegian countries. Did you know that? You can get like peas.
Wow.
We have frozen in the stores. Well, in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, they sell thistle, little buds now, as if they were peas or lima beans. They are, thistle actually is a vegetable in those countries. Here, it's a weed. And there, it's a vegetable. It's amazing.
So, again, as we've seen over and over and over again, we mentioned purslane is a gourmet vegetable in India, and yet it's called a weed here. So what exactly is a weed? We have another example with the thistle.
I won't get into that. You said purslane, and I go right into whatever it's been to me in my life, and I can remember trying to talk astronauts, do you believe that, into growing purslane instead of heads of lettuce that they would put in like a foam background thing up in the biosphere. They did that and grew lettuce beautifully. And, yes, it's startling to see lettuce growing with their roots hanging with chemicals sprayed, and they grow beautifully into a big head. But could you imagine having weeds in a controlled environment, how easy it would be for them to go? Purslane, for instance, if used hydroponically, the amount of nutrition in that is quadruple a head of lettuce. In other words, that's something that if it were to be considered for space stations, I would assume that our weeds should be something very highly looked at because of the amount of nutrition alone and how easy it would be for them to grow. We can't stop them. It's been 300, well, how many years have we been in, you know, the United States, and we cannot stop the growth of weeds.
Now,
there's no way.
Absolutely, they want to grow, and we'll be back right after the break with Linda Runyon.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We all know Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, we're back with Linda Runyon, and again, Linda's website is ofthefield.com. Linda, I'm sure that some of our listeners are wondering now, with the whole family of thistles, and the focus is on milk thistle for this program, but we have with the thistles a lot
edible.
Of...
They're all edible, including the roots, including the stems that you can slice down with a paring knife. You can skin the stems. The little thorns or fur sometimes and each one of them, but skim it down, and that stalk of the thistle, whatever type it is the greatest crispy like celery you've ever had. It is just as sweet. I mean, the leaves are fantastic. If you're out there in a field, take a pair of scissors and cut the barbs off. Don't be deterred. Right now I got them field thistles all over my area out here. And don't be deterred by the barbs, okay? Because all you have to do is trim them off. And you can take that and eat it raw, the leaves. These are eaten in other countries, and soups are made from them, fantastic soups and purees. And we have
that's what I wanted to zero in on, because the portions that are edible raw. Obviously, in the case of Russian thistle, that's a plant that I've tried raw, but I would not recommend it.
Russian thistle is
survival.
It's tumbleweed, as a species. And no, you don't want to eat. When I say all thistles are edible, yeah, tumbleweed is too. But
edible raw. Which portions of the thistles would be most edible raw?
All of it. Really, all of it. The fluff on the top, if it's a little yellow buds, they are edible, stir fryable. If it's a larger artichoke thing, the fluff from the center is just as edible as can be. The leaves themselves, all the prickles on them, can be cut off easily. And it can very easily be eaten raw or cooked as a vegetable. The stems themselves are like celery, and the roots of all thistles are edible. They're revered in other countries. Thistle roots are actually sliced up and used in everything from stir fries to we have some recipes in our book that we'll show you. A wild sow thistle stir fry, and it just tells you a cup of wild sow thistle leaves. Now, sow thistle doesn't have enough prickles on the leaves to make it unedible. You don't have to cut them off if you don't want to. If they're stir fried, the tiny little ends of the sow thistle are not large enough. But the bull thistle we have out here, the leaves and the ones I have, the field thistles I call them, that are all over right now here, they have little barbs on them, too long to be like just eating that raw or cooking it. I like to clip them off with a pair of scissors. It takes a little bit of time, but the kids love to do that. Give that job to your children because they love to do that. And this is familiarizing them with the plant itself and how to handle it and that it is edible and that in a survival situation, a thistle has so many nutritional benefits. There it is. And it literally is quite everywhere.
Now, when you're going after the celery stalk, easiest way get that celery stalk, would you use a peeler to take the outer skin off? Or
if you're having difficulty with that, then I sort of like cut it on each end, cut the root off on one end, and cut the leaves off for vegetable. And then I will take a paring knife sometimes and just, do a four-sided thing with it, you know, cut down. It comes off very easily, usually. And the thicker the stem is, the easier it is to handle and make a celery like, I love to do like 2-inch sections, put them on toothpicks, and we would dip them in sour cream. They are out of sight that way. They're very good that way.
Brings up a point. It's amazing how useful a paring knife is in conjunction with these edible wild plants.
Yeah, definitely. That's how you do it, George, your thistle?
Yeah.
Just imagine now how easy it would be just to, for instance, freeze up a bag loader of just the stem. And how easy it would be. I mean, when you see thistles, you're going to see a field of billions of them, literally. I mean, here in New Jersey, of course, it's solid in our fields. And our gardens are, it's a pain in the neck. You're pulling thistles all the time out. Instead of pulling them out, you can either just dice the entire plant up, and which is very easy to do, and just throw it in your blender and make a puree. And that puree can be put in an ice cube tray. We tell you how to do all these things in the book and the different material and the DVD and such. So you don't have to remember this. It's sort of like you could pick one or two plants, sow thistle or milk thistle or whatever. It's all categorized nicely for you. My son did a phenomenal job with it. And it's easy to just look it up quick on your DVD and know how to do that plant. And we will have on our website some minute-long, I'm not sure how long he's going to do them, but snippets, we're going to call, of videos, which will be on there in the future. And so keep looking at our Of the Field because it's going to change. It's going to have a lot more free information. It's got a free newsletter on there now that will give you all the recipes and things like that. And it you get 12 full ones every single year. And they're free. And don't forget to write me at P.O. Box 83, Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, New Jersey, 08353. And then I will send you that How to Eat Your Pine Tree, too. And it's included in our materials also if you are a computer person and go on. Of course, I can speak both ways because I swore I would never even have one in the house. And now I have to learn even more than just email and various different things. So it's become a part of my 70-year-old years, which I swore it would never happen. But it's amazing. I can reach a lot more people with this information. And here I am talking to you, George, which I had no idea that we could do this, and I don't know how to thank you. For letting me do this and get this information out, and
well, this
I know
is,
how
what
to
you're
feel.
Doing is what you're doing, in my opinion, is you're literally helping to potentially save some people's lives because we are as we've seen with the series of huge high Richter scale earthquakes, we are in a period of earth changes as well an economic implosion, and people are going to need these survival skills. And as we have said repeatedly, the wild plants tend to be many, many times more nutritious than their domesticated counterparts. So even in a non-survival situation, they should be incorporated into your diet. But certainly in a survival situation, that information that Linda is providing could potentially literally save your life and that of your loved ones.
Thank you, but I there's a lot of us doing it, and we're all doing it for the same reason. To be able to look right now, I'm looking at maybe 50 foods as I glance out a window here, to know these things and to know that they exist for you free, and they've been provided as far as I'm concerned for us as food. And we sort of have come a long ways from it. We've sort of come, you know, I remember coming, when I came out of the homestead, I could not walk in an Acme or ShopRite or any of those stores. I spun out. I mean, I just couldn't do it.
Well, because you were connected back.
It took a long time to come back out. Huh?
You were connected back to nature, there was that Japanese survivor.
Oh.
I mean, who spent about 20 years in the jungle and emerged from the Philippines after World War II, and he couldn't go back. He had to go back to the jungle to live because he couldn't take quote unquote civilization anymore. But that's part of the benefits of you and your children learning about wild plants is reconnecting to nature. Linda, we're out of time. Thank you so much, and we'll be back next Monday with Linda Runyon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686.